a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
So yesterday I brought to you the terrifying tale of a Wonka experience in Glasgow that was so bad that the police were called and refunds have been promised. Dubbed the Fire Fest of Wonka experiences.
It was pretty grim.
Yeah, it had much promise of being chocolate, a whimsical immersive experience where chocolate dreams become reality.
Mm.
But it ended up being a sad, bare warehouse with a few plastic mushrooms, which is a great way to describe it. As we said, all of the advertising was AI-generated, fantastical wonderland sort of imagery.
Yeah.
And it was just an empty warehouse where people got there. Literally printed some of those posters and whacked them on the wall. Ooh, immersive.
And it was like $65.
Wow.
Yeah.
So there was two people that were seen in the photos and videos. One was a lady being an Oompa Loompa behind a counter that had like science beakers and that on it.
Yeah, and people were calling it Wonka's Crack House.
Yeah.
Because that's kind of what it looks like.
Paul Connell, who's a stand-up comic, he was hired to be the event's Willy Wonka impersonator.
Hmm.
And he's since spoken out and he said that the script that he was given was AI-generated gibberish. They've really gone to town on the AI.
Yeah.
As we've said, they've gone to an auction or something, seen these mushrooms, had a great idea, the plastic sort of props, and gone, we're going to do that. Buy those, get them cheap, we'll whack them in a thing in a room and we'll make it a Willy Wonka experience and we'll do the rest with AI.
Yeah.
He said, I'm constantly applying for more acting jobs and comedy work. Then I got a phone call on Thursday saying, congratulations, you're going to play Willy Wonka. We'll send you over the script and dress rehearsal is tomorrow. Exciting, right?
Very exciting.
He goes, they even misspelt my contract, but I do have a legally binding contract.
Oh, my God.
He goes, I stayed up all night learning it, thinking it would make sense in the dress rehearsal when I see all the tech.
Mm. But that's not what happened.
No, the script was 15 pages of AI-generated gibberish of me just monologuing these mad things. The bit that got me was where I had to say, there is a man. We don't know his name. We know him as the unknown. This unknown is an evil chocolate maker who lives in the walls.
Oh, my God.
You're saying that to children in an empty warehouse that has a couple of plastic mushrooms and a lollipop or two.
Yeah.
They did actually cast someone as the unknown whose entire job was to jump out from dark corners and frighten children.
There's a video of him here. He's behind a mirror and it's like a mirror that you use on the back of your door, full-length mirror. And it's just a guy in a black robe with a silver mask jumping from outside the mirror going, I'm the unknown.
Yeah. Someone's tweeted, the Glasgow Willy Wonka experience has justified its own existence solely for that 3-second clip of the unknown.
Yeah.
A completely made up AI character popping out from behind a mirror and scaring kids shitless. Absolute class levels of shithousery. You can't beat it.
It is crazy.
Mm. So that's the update.
You think surely it can't get worse. Oh, it can.
Well, yeah, exactly. As he goes on, at the end of my monologue, I was supposed to suck up the unknown man with a vacuum cleaner.
And they were like, and he's like, so have you got the vacuum cleaner? And they're like, nah, we'll just sort it out when you get in.
Yeah, just improvise.
He's so K-Rock.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
I love my robot sweeper. We know this.
Mm.
I've spoken about it many times before and I told you that I broke mine. Because I'd put the brush in a little bit too hard and the internal thing snapped and I tried to super glue and it didn't work. And I was like, well, I've had this vacuum for 4 years. It was $400. And so $100 a year for a vacuum that makes my life so much easier. Okay, I'll wear it.
Okay.
Right? It's an EcoVax one and...
It's the Aldi one, isn't it, from memory?
Yeah, it is. And you know what happens with Aldi special buys?
What?
They don't come around again.
Yes, they do.
Or do they?
Yeah.
They do. The things that they love the most.
Yeah.
And guess what?
What?
I've been looking for a new robot vacuum.
Yeah.
And I haven't been able to find one that's within my price range that I like, that does all the things that I like it to do.
Yeah.
And then my friend sent me a message yesterday and said, guess what's coming to Aldi special buys next week?
Next week.
The robot vac.
I'm in love with a sweeper.
He clean and he dust and he brush and... He down on that floor.
And I'm in love with a sweeper.
He vac- him up and no stopping. He goes everywhere, he's self-charging.
I'm in love with a sweeper.
He tied a low ride and floor slide.
I'm in love.
He goes under the bed.
And I'm in love with a sweeper.
He might, he's so fine, what a buy. And a nap when he's doing his thing.
I'm in love with a sweeper.
I'm in love with a sweeper.
Sweet, 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 sweet.
I'm so excited I'll get to sing that again next week. I will be running to Aldi. Don't get in my way. Things will get hectic.
You never thought you'd find a RoboVac that you loved as much as your original.
Well, look, I'm sure that the other lovable ones are even better, but they go for like $2,000 or something and they self-clean and everything. I don't need that. Mm. I just need something that can cope with three animals that are dropping hair like no one's business. Wombi, me, Jimmy. And this one does it for me.
Just quickly, I was having a chat with someone the other day about RoboVacs, and they were like, oh, God, no, not the RoboVac. Would never have one of those in my house. No, never have an Alexa, and I would never have a RoboVac because they listen to you.
Yeah.
Who's saying that?
It was Cameron Link. He's like, they map your house.
Yep.
And I'm like, yeah. And then you and I were talking about the fact that if, you know, the machines ever turned on us, it's quite scary that the RoboVacs know every aspect of our house, right? Because they map them.
Yeah.
So where would we hide? And then so Lee and I are having this conversation about the machines are coming. Oh, my God. And you're like, you know what, guys? Just throw some cords down and it'll get tangled and you'll be fine.
Stuck near a stair set of stairs.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.
It is your birthday today.
Thanks.
Very happy birthday.
Thanks,
you know
thanks,
how much that I love you and love your birthday.
Yeah.
And everyone does in the office because you remind us on the 1st of Feb, hey, you've got a month to get ready. And so, you know, when you say it's your birthday, it's kind of like Happy New Year for you. You know, because the past year and what you've been doing the past year, now it's up to a new year for you. You know what I mean? So that's beautiful. And I thought, instead of me barreling on, why don't I get an absolute superstar who has been in the country recently? And he was very hard to get. He's a basketball superstar.
Yeah.
And you may have seen him around.
Yes.
So let's have a listen to your special birthday message. All right, Scottie Pippen, I'm Loggy. You are here touring Australia at the moment. And I've grabbed you for a very special reason. Did you realise it's a very special boy's birthday today?
I didn't realise it.
Okay, well, it is. And he's a massive basketball fan. Guess what he dreamed about being as a child?
Being a part of the 92 Dream Team.
Yes, so cute, right? But also the Supersonics. But we're not going to talk about that because you're here and that's why you're here and that's fine. So I'm just going to send you a video of him. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Like, I just want you to watch it and give us some random words to describe him.
The run, the good health, winning.
Okay. That's not really working. What about this? What if you imagine you guys have been friends since primary school? Like, what would you say to him? But make it a bit like wishy-washy so it sounds more natural in a natural convo, yeah?
We've been great friends, and that's what winning and success sort of gives to you. Give you a long relationship with people that you have such a great bond with and things and great memories that you will never forget.
Okay, I'm just going to stop you there. Sorry, I just...
Oh my God.
Yeah, it's fine. What about if I... Okay, I'm going to send you a photo. He's been going to the gym. Okay, so you can see here. What do you think he's been trying to get his body to look like the past year?
Very tough, very physical.
Yeah. Like anyone in particular?
Real professional grown men.
Yeah, instead of the usual...
Young players.
Yeah, that's right. Do you reckon he's using any peptides?
Well, I got a few secrets, but I can't spill them now.
Oh, come on. All right. Well, if he is, what should I be on the lookout for? Like, what are the signs?
Their sides, their dedication.
Yeah, well, he does have a lot of that. Look, I guess, how about we just do this easy? What if I just get you to read out the nice things that I said? There's a bit of a script in front of you. So what has he done for me the past year?
He played a huge role.
He did, and I...
consider my lifelong friend.
And this year...
It's a lot of great stories.
Yes, and we've had...
some of the great times.
That's right. It's been a very special year for him and also for me. Can you also read that little bit about a little warning for you, Tom?
So caught up in your career, you're not really... focusing on the impact that you have on the world.
Exactly. And it's a very special impact, isn't it? isn't it? I mean, you have to, look, you have to say whatever I want you to because I'm actually paying for this.
I guess I do.
Okay, well, do you want to wish him a happy birthday? All right, fine. I'll sing it. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Tom. Happy birthday to you.
Wow, it was pretty special.
Every year you take it a next level. That was amazing. I can't believe you got Scottie Pippen from the Chicago Bulls.
Can you believe it?
The 96 champion Chicago Bulls, who you mistakenly thought were my favourite NBA team of all time for the longest time.
That's why I chucked the Supersonics in there too. Yeah. I said, look, if I could have got one of the Supersonic players, I would have.
Yeah.
But Scottie Pippen was in the country. So hard to get, mate. But I did it for you.
And you wasted your small amount of time that you had with Scottie Pippen talking about me and my birthday.
He's very, you know, not what I thought, really.
Me either.
Really out there.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
You should always have a shower. You should always put on fresh underwear.
Yeah, I mean, that's the more normal gist of it. If you're swimming, though, right, we don't really wash our swimwear, do we?
What?
Like, I wash it in the shower.
What?
With some soap, but I never put it in the washing machine.
What?
You'll stuff them. No.
5 2 2 3 2 9 5 5. Refute that for me, please. Mm. Get on the phone and tell Loggy she should be putting it through the washing machine.
No, you don't put them through the washing
machine.
What
have you got, like underwires and stuff in there? Isn't that the issue?
They're made from waterproof material.
Load-bearing bathers.
They are load-bearing. Yours are too, as well. Yeah. You wish they were. But look, we're talking about bathers because Martha Stewart wears them as undies.
Yeah.
And we're like, that can't be good.
She says it's because it's her go-to. Like she just wants to be ready in case she gets an opportunity to go for a swim because she loves it so much. But then later on, she goes on to essentially say she's given up on life and she doesn't wear anything structured, no lace, no skims. It's all bathing suits. And it just got me thinking, can you do that? Can you wear bathers instead of Nicks?
Yeah, I think it'll stuff the ecosystem. It's not good. I think you can definitely wear, and we did have a message on our Facebook page about this from Kylie, who I agree with. She said you can wear bikinis as tops, like the tops. You wear bikini tops as like bralettes and stuff like that.
Sure.
But undies, no.
Okay.
They're not breathable, you see.
It gets weird when you've got the little tassels coming off your hips. Like, where do they go? Do they hang out your pants? Hang out of your jeans or do they?
Well, that's how I do it. I pull them right up onto my hips.
Yeah.
Then I make sure I wear those really low cut jeans and just do a lot of bending in front of people.
Well, that's ruined my day. Thank you for that visual. Absolutely awful. Let's go straight to Melissa from Kerr Lewis. You're live on the air. Good morning, Mel.
Good morning. How are you?
Good, thank you. Are you calling to refute the fact that you shouldn't wash your bathers or are you calling to tell us whether you can or cannot wear bathers as underwear?
You can wear them as underwear. I'm currently wearing some as underwear while I'm working.
Oh, my goodness.
And then is that because you didn't do a wash or...?
Oh, God, no. It's because I own about 1,600 pairs of wonderful bikinis that I would rather wear more often.
Okay, wow. Okay. Well, I get there that logic. I get. And just on the... terrarium ecosystem chat. What's the...
You cannot ask that. I could ask it.
Oh, sorry.
But I'm giving Melissa the benefit of the doubt to say that she's a terrarium owner and she knows.
Okay.
She knows the facts. Isn't that right, Melissa?
100%, Loggie. 100%.
Yeah.
I guess you wouldn't keep doing it if it wasn't comfortable, would you?
And if you are experiencing issues, maybe that's the reason, Melissa.
What?
If you've been going to the doctors a lot and you're like, why is this a problem for me? Maybe it's the bathers.
What? Melissa's fine. Why are you saying?
Well, I figure if that's your situation, possibly, but everyone can speak for themselves.
Yeah, and you're good. You're good in that.
I'm great.
See,
I'm glad.
Great.
Great.
Yes! Sufficiently weird!
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime? And listen on air at KROQ 955 weekday mornings from 6.